welcome to the CESA 6 Energizer Podcast, powered by the CESA 6 Growth and Development Center. My name is Amy Bindis, and I'll serve as your consultant for the Growth and Development Center and your host for today's podcast. The intention of this podcast is to encourage school administrators to bring a high level of anabolic, uplifting, and optimistic energy to the important process of staff growth and development. The care you demonstrate for helping your staff grow, both professionally and personally, will go a long way. Today, our topic is the Nudge Formula. This will be an overview to the Nudge Formula. Participating in the growth and development of another person is one of the clarion calls we have as a leader, coach, colleague, or friend. It's a delicate process that requires thoughtful contemplation on our part regarding the intended outcome on behalf of the other person. And even though we think we know what the outcome should be, it's important to consider that although each individual may take a different path to reach our high expectations, they must determine that path. Just like students in the classroom, we all come with our different background knowledge and experiences, strengths, and opportunities for growth. In the end, no one can be forced to grow or change. This is a deeply personal decision. A person can, however, feel compelled to want to change and feel supported enough to realize that change and growth is not only possible, but also desirable. Sometimes, all it takes is a nudge. CESA 6 Growth and Development Center Director Kathy Clarkson developed the Nudge Formula as a construct to demonstrate the five elements that foster employee effectiveness. The Nudge Formula provides a way for you to approach this process in a deliberate way. If you've never seen the Nudge Formula represented visually, picture 2.5 figure eights lying horizontally side by side, so five circles. Action flows around one corner of the figure eight to the next, but it might flow back again, presenting as an infinity loop. This shows that in a relationship, the process of nudging is not sequential or consecutive, but may go back and forth from one component to another, depending on the situation and the needs of the other person. It's a living formula for day-to-day leadership success. You must determine where you need to focus attention for each individual and as your school nudges forward collectively. Within each circle of the loop is a separate word or phrase representing each step of coming alongside someone to nudge improvement. The words within the loop are the words that spell out nudge, N-U-D-G-E, and stand for nurture, unpack, develop, give and receive, and empower. The subtitle under the Nudge Formula for Effective Feedback states, nudge deeper thinking rather than judge past behavior. This reminds us to pause and consider a person's potential instead of past practice. It makes me think about returning to my hometown after years of college and even professional practice and life in general. We may see things very differently than we did when we left and be maybe even a different person, but people assume that we are the same person. Sometimes those assumptions or judgments can limit their interactions with us until they get to know us in this new way. As an administrator, this causes me to remember how I've gone into a classroom or conversation, maybe with a preconceived idea of the other person's ability level, opinions, or even their attitude. It makes me realize how quick I am at times to judge the other person on the basis of my past experience with them or their past behavior. Instead, if I go into the situation with an open mind, seeing it as an opportunity to be curious and co-collaborate, I find myself more unbiased and open to seeing what truly is presented instead of what I assume will be presented. Going back to the Nudge Formula and keeping the infinity loop in mind, let's define each step of the Nudge Formula, understanding that the order may go back and forth depending on the people involved. Let's start with the N. The N is for nurture, and it refers to nurturing the other person through acknowledging and validating their worth and their service. The sense of belonging and having purpose are integral to our human experience, and the more we can appreciate the efforts of our staff, the more they will want to improve. The you refers to unpack. When a need for improvement arises with a staff member, like it does for all of us on any given day, we may need to help the person unpack the situation. Considering different points of view and seeing a situation from all sides help a person realize that maybe not everything needs to improve, just some aspects of the situation. Having a common language and a common framework for improvement helps as well. For instance, if an educator is finding it hard to build a relationship with a particular student or family, maybe encourage them to think about positive relationships they've built with students or families in the past and work off of those successes in this situation. Once someone sees that not all aspects of the current situation or of their practice are problematic or in need of improvement, their confidence builds, along with their willing to tackle new practices head on. The D stands for develop, and refers to the opportunity to develop the culture of feedback and continuous improvement. Under your leadership, the conditions for risk-taking, possible failure, or even eventual success must exist. Stop and think about what structures and processes are in place in your school or in your district to develop this culture with individuals, small groups, and with staff as a whole. Now comes the critical back and forth step of give and receive, as represented by the G in nudge. It's during this step that timely, meaningful, and actionable feedback is given to another person. Following feedback, the person is willing to participate in the dialogue necessary to help them own the feedback and identify the next steps required. Belief in your staff and support from you as a leader makes all of the difference here, as does modeling the process of receiving feedback and improving from it yourself. Finally, the E points to the employee being empowered to self-reflect and act upon the steps necessary to gain the skills and to move forward in their practice. Let me give you an example of how the nudge formula can be applied. As a new middle school principal, Donald wanted to get to know his staff on a personal basis. So he invited almost 120 educational and support staff members into small group and one-on-one meetings. A couple of months into the school year, his administrative assistant shared with him that a teacher, Kyla, made her feel uncomfortable. She shared that for years, Kyla had pulled pranks on other staff members and had taken jokes too far. Not long after, another teacher in Kyla's grade level team shared that Kyla had belittled her in a team meeting. Donald regularly sat in on team meetings, and the next time he visited this team, he noticed that Kyla was quick to reject the ideas of her teammates and demonstrate how her ideas were superior. After the meeting, Donald reflected on what the prior principal had shared with him. She said that Kyla was a cancer in the building and had deflated staff morale for years. A negative response to this situation would be to avoid any conflict with Kyla. But upon reflection, Donald noted that Kyla's behavior could not go unaddressed. Another negative or catabolic response would be to confront Kyla combatively and use the evidence he had to back her into a corner. He didn't want to do that either. Instead, Donald responded to her with the nudge formula anabolically. He wondered, first of all, why Kyla felt the need to act as she did. And he wondered if she realized how her words and actions were being received. Her behavior was having a negative impact on many staff members and had been for some time. This situation presented an opportunity for growth and improvement in climate. He thought about Kyla as an effective teacher, but he understood that if she were more collaborative with her colleagues, the team would function at a higher level, and even better ideas would surface and be implemented on behalf of students. He also remembered his goal of open and honest leadership and sought to address the situation in a way that would serve not only Kyla, but her colleagues as well. In the nudge formula, the N again stands for nurturing. Strategies that accompany building a nurturing relationship include honoring where the person is coming from, ensuring they're heard, and sharing personal appreciations. The U stands for unpacking. This includes inspecting what you expect and being willing to be part of all conversations. With these two concepts in mind, this is how Donald opened the conversation with Kyla. Kyla, thanks for meeting with me today. I wanted to again reflect on my walkthrough observation on your class and notice that you demonstrated an open and honest relationship with your students. You clearly stated the learning objectives and you provided feedback to move their learning forward. What are your goals in building relationships with your students? After Kyla answered that her goals were to be seen as supportive and encouraging so that her students could achieve, Donald moved to the D in the nudge formula to make a connection with her to develop her personal professional skill and personal skills. He said, "I appreciate your effort with students. I'd like to ask about your relationship with your colleagues. As you know, one of my goals for our staff is to support and encourage each other in collaborative efforts to do our best and to help our students reach their potential. How might you describe your efforts toward those goals?" After she thought about it, they talked about what healthy, collaborative, collegial relationships look like and sound like, and how Kyla's current words and actions are really getting in the way of these relationships. The G in the nudge formula stands again for giving and receiving feedback, and the E stands for empowerment through allowing and celebrating risk-taking. Not only did Donald help Kyla understand how she could change her words and actions, he asked her for advice on what he could do to better support, encourage, and empower the staff to grow in their collaborative relationships. They discussed ways staff could share ideas and encourage each other and recognize effectiveness. He acknowledged what she was doing to contribute to the staff goals and encouraged her to implement the new techniques they discussed with her colleagues, and he was going to try some of the ideas she discussed with him as well. One of the thoughts they discussed was that staff could recognize their colleagues at staff meetings, just like students were doing in Kyla's classroom. Donald thought that staff members could appreciate their colleagues by having something visual to give each other. He said he would have 6 roses at each staff meeting so that staff could appreciate the efforts of a colleague by giving them a rose. He asked if Kyla would be the first to try out the idea at the next staff meeting, and she enthusiastically agreed. At the next staff meeting, after introducing the concept, Donald asked for a volunteer to go first, and Kyla raised her hand. She acknowledged an idea one of her grade level team members had in their grade level team meeting, and then she wanted to know more about the idea in order to try it with her students. Her colleague showed a bright smile and thanked Kyla for her kind words. Other staff members were then quick to volunteer for the new tradition of appreciation. So eventually, the climate of trust and mutual respect built over time in this with this staff, and the respect you build as an administrator through nudging will serve as the foundation for greater understanding and curiosity instead of judgment. In your current position, think about what strategies you currently use to nurture your staff, to help them unpack situations, to develop them professionally and personally, to demonstrate the concepts of both giving and receiving feedback, and then to empower them to reach their potential. This season, our following podcasts will develop deeper into each component of the nudge formula. Using the nudge formula as a guide will help you respond to another person in an uplifting and anabolic way, and will help you and your staff grow. The Growth and Development Center team at CISA6 has many resources available around the nudge formula, as well as complimentary coaching opportunities for you or your staff. Feel free to go to our help center at any time at epsupport.cisa6.org for many resources, and also a link to our website is listed there, and that's where you'll find many services we can provide. If you can't find what you're looking for, if you have a question, please click submit a ticket, and we are there to help. Until next time, look for opportunities to nudge others, as well as nudging your own thinking. Have a great day and be energized.